the Rove and Sam Catch-Up.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to start, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open it up in your browser, and now you can catch up with the guys.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Sam, you and I had a chat a few days ago.
Oh, did we?
We were in an airport lounge.
Yeah.
And you were telling me, no, it wasn't. What am I talking about? We were having a few drinky drinks.
I don't know what chat you're talking about.
You said to me about how you found your new latest favourite thing on Netflix.
The Amanda Knox documentary.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You
guys,
and
check
Goggins,
it out.
News Goggins, who no one here would know. Because she gets cut out like most things, were telling us all about it, saying
Amanda
it was
Knox
amazing.
Documentary, guys, you got to watch it. It's brilliant. I love it. I watched it on Friday afternoon and I was just hooked. Rocky and I were just hanging out, obsessed.
So with me being under the weather and unable to speak, of course, that was the first thing I thought I needed to watch.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Because I was in the States when she was coming out.
Yep.
Spoilers.
But she spent six or four years in prison? Six.
Four.
No, I think it's four. 10 and she's already done four.
No, because she's out now. She's free. Oh.
It was four.
It was four. It was four.
I don't know.
But
you just press your buttons, Jamie.
All the talk.
Love it, Jamie.
It was all the talk at the time in the States about her coming back. And I hadn't heard the first part, so I didn't know much of her backstory, but it was this big, oh, Amanda Knox, like, huh? Like our Chappelle Corby, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, everyone in Australia knows the story, but probably most people in overseas wouldn't. So I caught all the aftermath of it, and I was always fascinated as to, well, who was this girl and what happened?
Well, you know what?
And what a doco. If you love a Making a Murderer, and if you don't, get out of this show. But then it's 90 minutes straight up and down.
You know what?
Gets you from the first 5 minutes.
It just goes to show. It's just the impact that the media has, and obviously I know we work in media, but they can create whatever they want to create,
mm-hmm.
and everyone just consumes it. They don't think twice about what they're reading. They go, oh, Amanda Knox, she is a she-devil, sex addict, murderer. Because that's what I'm being told from the newspaper. That's what the truth is. And you just consume it, like, because you see it on the news, you read it, you see it online, and no one questions it because it's the news.
Well, they think it's the news.
Well, they think it's the news. That's right. And it just goes to show, like, I always am very skeptical when I'm reading news, like, especially about, you know, like murders and all these horrible things that happen. You know, you just go, just because you've put a little photo of someone up there, how do we know that it's that person? Until they're convicted, until they've been sentenced, they're guilty, they're going away, that's when you should point fingers.
And what's really interesting, she sort of sums it up in the opening couple of minutes anyway, I think, before they hit the opening title, so I'm not giving anything away here. She says, you hear this story and it's either one or two things. Either you sit there going, okay, this woman is the most horrible sociopath on the face of the earth, or, oh my God, and then this could happen to me. If it happened to her, it could happen to me, and which is the more terrifying thought?
Absolutely.
Like, you've done nothing wrong, and trial by media or police who need to...
They're feeling the pressure.
Feeling the pressure.
It's an international news story. We've got to catch these people.
Look, I'm not saying there aren't questions that need to be answered in it.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm not saying I absolutely 100% for certain can say what happened. But I will say this, quite clearly the police have a lot to answer for.
The head prosecutor, mate.
One journalist in particular, but the media in general have a lot to answer for. Even back in the States, like, there's sound bites of this one guy, and he's this guy from Fox. I forget his name. I choose not to really care. I remember him as the guy who said something about jail. He slipped up and went to say something about Jenny from the block and stuffed up and said something about J-Lo and a blowjob. That was his big...
Oh,
It's one of the greatest bloopers of all time.
Yep.
And he has come on when she's coming back for her sentencing or her appeal, I think it was. Mm. And she's come down and he's gone, oh, she looks like she's put on, oh, she's lost a lot of weight.
Yes.
Her hair looks a bit scraggy. Looks like she could probably do with a bit of hair and makeup. But, yeah, to be honest, she probably looks like she could have a bit of hair and makeup. But I guess you don't get that in prison. Who are you,
dickhead?
Oh, I do know who you are,
yeah.
But you're a dickhead, mate. You are a dickhead.
Mate, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The media, despite the fact we work in it, is not the real world.
No, but then even I think there are different elements to the media as well. I have had people who have even sort of gone, who are hosts of particular shows, who then get referred to as some, you know, in the same breath as someone else who hosts a different type of show. And they're like, no. That host and me host, very different. As much as you could say, you know who's an actor? Adam Sandler. You know who else is an actor? George Clooney. Two very, very different people doing very, very different things.
Yeah.
So, but this guy, this journalist, even at one point says, oh, well, what am I meant to do? He said, oh, we were being fed information from the police. No, you were cozying up to the police and getting stuff. This wasn't stuff they're reading out at press interviews. This is you getting stuff on the inside and then printing it and going, oh, I don't even know how we've got this. And then he says, and what am I meant to do? Go and
let my competitor
fact check, find out what is actually true, what is not true. Did this person actually say this or not? And then what happens? Yeah, my competitor gets the front page over me. He said, that's not how journalism works. It is how journalism works, you dick. It is how journalism is meant to work.
Yeah.
And if it's not how journalism works in the modern world, then heaven help the next generation, because you will be fed a whole bunch of lies, and then heaven help you should you be in a situation where you want people to understand the truth and you cannot hear it.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
The amount of other bullshit that is being howled around you. And we can get that for what we do.
Exactly.
I got a bit lippy with a journalist the other night who kind of threw something my way. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, you know this. I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Don't know what you're talking about. Oh, because everyone says this. No, they don't. Everyone does not say that.
Rive getting sassy. It was hilarious.
I was in a mood. I was in a mood.
Fair enough. You're sick and you're walking some stupid red carpet.
Well, at least you appreciated it, Sam. Anyway. So, we were actually thinking of turning this into a bit on the show where we have like an Oprah-style book club but with Netflix and stuff that we like watching on TV.
That's fun.
What we could actually do to make it a little bit more inclusive is Outlander, the show that we've always said we would watch.
We've got to do it.
Is on its way to SBS. Well past the use-by date for many people who are already into it, but there could be a lot of us who could start day one, episode one, end of the month, and maybe we have like a Rove and Sam's TV club.
I like
where then
it.
We watch an episode and then we all talk about it. Either we do it here on the Chitty Chat, because let's be honest, it's a great idea. They probably won't use it in the main show. And then we'll do it for a couple of weeks here. It becomes really popular. You guys like it, and then they'll steal it.
Yeah.
Sound like a good idea?
Sounds fantastic.
Watch this space. Here's the significantly edited catch-up.
Rove and Sam.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from Ovo Mobile. Switch to an Ovo data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, Ovo is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95, and the first month, half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Sam,
yesterday on the show, I was talking about how I'm such an awesome husband for not kissing my wife.
Mm.
Because what she does is she acts. That's how she earns a crossed man. And she has to do a kissing scene on the new season of Clever Man on the ABC.
Hot.
And so I was told I couldn't kiss her just to do the right thing. But it led to a very interesting discussion.
I've always found it interesting when you're married to an actress.
Yes.
And she's very talented. She's very sexy. Mm-hmm. Mate, Taz is just killing it left, right and centre. Mate, she's got to get all kissy-kissy and all handsy with another man. Jelly.
Me?
Yeah.
No, because it's pretendy kissy.
Nah, it's not. It's real.
It's pretendy kissy.
How childish am I? Nah, it's real. It's real.
Well,
it's
look,
real.
There will be tongue. There will be kissing.
Hot. There'll be touching.
But what?
There'll be heavy breathing.
But the difference is, it's like, you know, like watching it, she'll just go, oh, but that guy's a dickhead. And oh, that one needed to take a breath mint. And what is it with stubble? What is it with stubble? Oh, she married the right guy. But if it was to be a real thing, like, what would people think? It actually had people going, but kissing, that's cheating, right? That's like watching your partner cheat.
Yeah, of course it is, champies. Are you joking?
Well, there were some people in our office who were saying, no, cheating's different. It's not like sex. It's very, very different, you see. Because if you went to a party, because I said, well, what's you telling me? Your boyfriend goes to a party and he comes back and he says, oh, I kiss someone, you're okay with that? And they said, well, you know, we'd probably have a fight and whatever, but we could work through it, unlike having sex.
What?
So I would have thought.
Who on earth said that, Sonia Beck?
I would have thought kissing would be a deal breaker, don't you, Sam?
Absolutely. Like, no question about it. I think that if you're in a committed relationship, like even having an emotional relationship with someone, texting someone, calling someone that isn't just friendship, I think that that's absolutely being unfaithful. Any moment in time where your partner has betrayed your trust, I would classify that as cheating.
Well, let's find out, shall we? 13 10 60. Is kissing cheating?
Yes, it is.
Is it an absolute deal breaker?
Yes,
or
mate.
Is it one of the grey ones? Let's find out.
Rogan Sam.
Rihanna and Penrith, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Now, what do you think?
I'm
in
good.
In the very real life, Rihanna, yes. if there is kissing going on, is it cheating, yay or nay?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
There you go.
Rihanna.
Interesting. Think... Why Wait, not? Why not?
I've been dating this guy for a while, and all of our friendship groups, we both get along really well, and it sounds weird, but, like, me and him are obviously a lot closer, but when I say hi to all of his guy friends, like peck on the lips, like, everyone, the same goes for my girlfriends and the boys, like, everyone, we're just lovers, and we hold hands, and it's weird, but we're just really like each other.
We
just sort of say hi with a kiss on a cheek to just, oh, now we're lovers, and we're holding hands.
I watched a documentary about it, Messiah, look it up on Netflix.
No, it's not like that at all. We don't.
So is there passion?
It's never anything more than that. But like, we absolutely kiss on the lips,
right?
Like, to say hello as a greeting.
So it's not passion. There's no tongues involved. It's just pecking on the lips.
We've talked through that because we've hooked up with other people before, and we were both like, "Nah, that's where we draw the line."
But sure
we're
thing.
Both pretty open and affectionate about it all.
Cult sex orgies is what I got from that. Emily,
at least they're not sharing deodorant sticks.
Emily, good morning.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very well, thank you. Now, do you think that kissing is cheating?
I think if you're doing like a quick peck, like between friends, like it's okay. But if you're going for like a full-on patch, I think that's when you need to draw the line, and that's when you're like, okay, like, come on, this is not fair.
Yeah.
So do you think it would be a deal breaker? I dare say that a vast majority of people, if their partner said, I slept with someone else, boom, done, no questions asked.
Cactus champ.
100%.
But if it was 100%. Kissing, Emily, do you think it's something that it's in that moment, that's it, we're done, or it would be something that you could work your way through? Could you talk through it?
I think it's a personal thing, really. I mean, like, if it happened to you before, you'd be a little bit more, I can't do this again. But if it's, like, your first time, like, for that happening to you, you might be like, okay, we can work this out. We can talk it out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Emily.
Go.
Good to know.
Thank you so much, Emily. Wrapping it up for us, Bianca and Rod, do you think that kissing is cheating? Yay or nay?
I think it is 100% cheating. I think it's disgusting. If my partner did that to me, I would be really cut.
It's that thought of it's the first step in, like you say, Bianca, losing that trust that could then mean, well, if you're happy to kiss someone else, well, then what? And then
exactly. If you want to dibble dabble, then you're going to dibble dabble some more, perhaps. Anyway, yeah. I'm on your side, Bianca.
All right. Thanks very much, everyone, for all the calls. So what I'm hearing here is I should be closing my kiss club, where my wife now has to watch me kissing other men.
Oh, of course.
So I've dodged that bullet. Here the whole time is like, well, my wife for a living has to kiss other people. Like, no one's putting a gun to my head.
You're doing it freely, willy-nilly, passion some dudes.
I apologise. Rogan Sam. Tonight, Sam, there is an incredible show on Foxtel. It's called 60 Days on the CI channel. And you and I have become fascinated with this.
Oh, we have. It's a great concept. Basically, you can nominate yourself to spend 60 days in a prison. No one knows that you're planted. They think you're actually legitimately there, apart from maybe the warden, I think. I think it's a fascinating experiment. I don't know why anyone would ever want to do it.
It must be terrifying. So the idea is, if you're a parent and your child has been put away, and you must think, I can't even imagine what that could feel like. Well, this woman has put herself through this experience so that she does know what it feels like for her daughter who is locked away. She joins us now. Her name is Mona Lisa. Thanks for joining us.
Hello there. How's everybody doing?
Look, we're doing very, very well. Thank you for asking. 60 Days, this incredible series where you intentionally put yourself in prison to go through the experience of what your incarcerated daughter is going through. What made you say yes to this?
Well, I don't think I was in my right mind. I still don't think I was. But, you know, when your kid is incarcerated, it opens up a different side of you as a parent. And you just figure to yourself, you know, I can't fix anything, but I want to know what it really is that she's going through. I just really wanted to know what was on the other side of those walls.
And what was day one like when you first went in?
It was excruciating. It was horrifying. It was an experience that I would never, ever want to do again. It felt like my privacy, every bit of what I was completely invaded. It just felt like my freedom was gone in a matter of seconds.
And what type of things were said and done by the other inmates when you were first walked into the prison? Is there some sort of, like, I don't know, initiation or what actually happens with the other inmates?
Well, as soon as I walked in the door, they started asking me a million and one questions, like, who are you? Where are you from? What's your name? What did you do? You know, how long are you in for? And they just kind of asked me all kinds of questions, and it felt like I was being interrogated. They were very curious to see if I was a possible plant or if I was some sort of an undercover cop or a narc or something like that.
That, to me, sounds terrifying. And the thought that you were going through this experience, and I can only imagine what the conditions are like as well. You're doing this because your daughter herself is incarcerated at 23 years old. What does that make you feel and think now as a mother for what she is actually going through and for a longer period than you have experienced?
Well, she was incarcerated at the age of 18, and she's been in for a little over 4 years now. Part of me is more worried for her now than ever, and then part of me is more understanding of everything that she has to go through and see the strength in her like I've never seen before. She's strong because she's still standing. She's still in her right mind, I think, you know, and I still believe that she's rehabilitating herself because she is putting herself through college and she's trying her best to stay out of every ounce of the trouble and the gangs and the drugs that's still in there.
And does your daughter know that you have been through this experience and what was her reaction to it?
Yeah, she definitely knows. She was so glad to hear that I made it out, you know, without any problem. And she has a different level of respect for me now, and she takes advice from me in a way that she's never taken before because now she knows Mom really knows what's going down. The reality is half the advice that I gave her before I ever went in there was so off. I probably would have got my daughter killed with half the advice I gave.
That is such a scary thought. I couldn't even imagine. Now, is there 6 years left on her 10-year sentence?
Yes, and we're proud to say that just 2 days ago, we hired an attorney who sees a lot of hope in getting her sentence reduced. So we're excited that because of this show, people have actually come out of the woodwork in Atlanta to help us. And we found what we believe the right person to get the job done and to possibly get her out.
Well, all the best with that, and what an incredible thing to put yourself through as a parent. 60 days in, season 2 starts tonight on the Crime and Investigation Channel on Foxtel. Mona Lisa, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys have a great day, and don't go to jail, people.
Thanks very much. Good advice.
Bye. Take care.
Roden Sam.
Right now, we are talking about an incident that happened while I was away. I was only made aware of yesterday, and we have the guilty parties here. We have our executive producer, Alex Burway. Hello.
Hello.
And accomplice, Sam Frost.
Hey, guys. I feel like I'm just the innocent party that's been dragged through the mud.
Well, well, well. Say that to Stephen Avery and Amanda Knox, Sam. Okay. Okay. So now, what happened? What did you two do?
I lent Sam my roll-on deodorant.
That's right.
And there was uproar.
I just finished my shift. I was going to do extracurricular activities. Mm-hmm. And I decided, well, maybe I should spruce up a little bit. Borrowed Alex's deodorant. And everyone's like, that's disgusting.
That's exactly what we said. That's exactly what we said. Because this is how it went down yesterday. I think there's only one way to settle this. Science. So what we're going to do, ladies, is we'll get an expert in today. We've still got time. We'll get them to swab your armpit, Alex. And
that is disgusting.
We'll see what the results are.
I don't see what the drama is. Everyone's carrying on like absolute pork chops.
Maybe there is no drama.
Well, no, there isn't. But I think I got cocky yesterday and now I've been swabbed.
Now you have an expert sitting next to
you
that has swabbed your armpits. His name is Bernard.
I mean, STI checks are equally as important. But
good morning. Call me Bernie.
What's the most disgusting surface you've ever swabbed? Was it a hotel? Be a hotel.
No, it was kids' play areas.
Yeah, for sure, because kids are snotty.
So if you ever watch cleaners, they do, they've got, you know, they're on a stopwatch in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So they do what just looks clean, that'll do. But you touch underneath there, bad stuff.
Yuck, cleaners.
Oh, God, it sounds so...
I'm excited.
It sounds a bit sexual. I don't know why. Is that weird?
Sexual? How on earth does it sound sexual?
Underneath, and I've been swabbed, and it's all too much.
Cleaners?
All right, well,
Alexandra, get your head out of the gutter, you filth rat.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I was really cocky, and now I'm nervous.
Okay, so Bernie, you come in, and we have 4 results in of 4 separate swabs.
So one swab of Alex's underarm prior to deodorant, and we swabbed the top of the deodorant ball as well. That's 2. Oh,
yep.
Yuck.
Then 3, we swabbed the arm again 5 minutes later.
Yep.
And then 4, we swabbed the top of the surface of the deodorant ball to mimic swapping deodorants with each other.
Ah. So results 3 and 4 are essentially what you would have. That's what you would get.
So I could have passed whatever.
Hey, we've all seen how these results go.
Oh, it's like...
Does that say bacteria / yeast?
Yes, it does. So,
this is the best. That's your chart. That's from good to bad.
Yeah.
You've got a scale of, you know, 1 to 5, essentially. All right.
So we've got 4 swabs and we need the results of all. Okay.
And I didn't cheat.
Here we go, Ben.
So swab number 1.
Swab number 1.
0.
God, yes. I'm so clean. This is so clean.
Wait a minute.
I'm so clean.
Your pit comes back with 0?
Yes.
So from a scientific point of view.
Burning, you're full of shit. That is
yes!
impossible.
Sam, you can lick my roll-on deodorant.
Scientific point
of
view.
Carrying on.
You could eat off Alex's armpit.
Yes.
Okay, so tomorrow that's what we do.
Okay.
So you can stop sweating.
And then what was on top of the deodorant? Yes. What was on top of the deodorant?
On top of the
deodorant. How is that possible?
On top,
you're disgusting, though.
On top of the deodorant, the stick deodorant's been sitting there dormant. Bacteria starting to grow on it.
I sat on it. Too.
And so it's air contact. It's what's in the air.
So still for a deodorant stick, that's pretty good.
That's great.
Okay.
Oh, it's okay. Great.
Yeah.
See?
So then after 5 minutes with the deodorant stick, we recontact underarm.
I see dots now.
That's actually
mold.
Mold.
Yeah, it looks like mold.
You got moldy pits. You got moldy pits.
I don't have moldy pits.
You've moldy pits.
What?
So how did that happen?
Actually, mold is just moisture.
There's moisture on there.
So think of mold growing in dark places.
Yeah, I am.
Copy. Oh, that is hot.
And the final one's
clear.
Yes!
Stick again.
That's the top of the stick. So what's happened?
It's been rolled. Let me get this straight. Yeah. Am I right in saying here, Bernie, that actually Sam using the roll-on has actually made it cleaner? And therefore, her pits are probably better still because it's rolled.
Mate, I didn't get that at all.
Serve up some entree, main, and dessert.
In a nutshell, the more Sam uses that roll on her pits, the cleaner her pits are, and Alex has mold.
Eat, eat,
That's the takeaway.
The takeaway is not moldy pits.
It must be moldy pits.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. I'm serving lunch today. Feel free to come by.
Bernie, thank you very much for your expert opinion.
Thank you
very much. Really appreciate it.
And Sam, Moldy Pits, thank you very much.
Roven Sam.
Guys, this segment, it's back by very popular demand. It's time for this.
What's Sasha doing to Sam?
Yuck.
That's right, guys.
Best use of a slide whistle. I know we had our radio awards over the weekend. Can we nominate ourselves for next year? Best use of a slide whistle.
Guys, we've had this segment before.
Imagine if this was up there for nomination. And the nominees are Roven Sam, Today FM for What's Sasha Doing to Sam?
Guys, last time...
Take that avocado.
On the very popular edition of this segment, this is what happened.
Yuck. Oh, it's slippery and slimy.
You need a tissue. Did you disinfect your fingers? You wasted it.
I don't know, but it's all salami and stuff.
I actually think he's picking up Rocky's poo. I'm starting to think maybe it's to do with him cleaning your ears with an earbud or something because you don't want anything dirty.
I reckon he's changing her piercing for her.
I think the nail artist didn't cut your nails short enough and he's picking your nose.
He's picking your nose. Do people do that?
I think he might be picking your pimples.
Bree, you're right. He's picking my pimple.
Oh, no!
It is... Congratulations from last time, Bree, once again. And this time, he's doing a little something-something. We're going to get your calls and we're going to figure out...
Oh, so listen closely.
Listen closely, guys. There's a few clues. Hit it.
I can't even feel it.
No, look at it. Come on. Put that over there.
Oh, yeah, do that. That's good.
Oh.
I honestly can't feel anything, though.
Pardon?
No, I can't feel anything.
Yuck.
You two, no matter what it is, are filthy, the two of you. But at least we get to ask the question so we can play this again because I really like it. So 131060, if you want to have a guess.
What's Sasha doing to Sam?
Yuck.
Connie from Hurstville, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think it's massaging Sam's feet or her back, perhaps.
Oh, massage.
Massage.
Okay, let's see. Wrong, incorrect. Sorry, Connie, but thanks for trying. Sylvia in Camden. What's your guess? What do you think Sasha boy's doing to me?
Hi, guys. I think Sasha is trying to clean out Sam's belly button.
Ew.
Oh, apparently not.
Sorry.
Would you let him do that to you?
We're pretty open with each other, probably.
Sylvia,
but...
have you done that? Is that why this is a suggestion?
No, yuck, I hate people. If someone touched my belly button, I'll die.
Okay. Oh, okay, noted. Don't touch Sylvia's belly button.
Isabella from Leichhardt, good morning.
Hi, morning.
Now, what do you think? What do you think Sasha boy's doing?
I have a feeling that he's getting dirt or something underneath her nails.
Sorry about the aggressive buzzer, Isabella.
We take it very seriously here in what is Sasha doing to Sam.
All right, we've got to keep it moving.
That's the second time. Like last time someone guessed that was happening too.
At some point
it should do that.
I love the really detailed ones. Like, okay, so you haven't gone to the nail salon and it's probably been about a month. Anyways, we've got to keep this moving. Grace in Neutral Bay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Very good. What's Sasha doing to Sam, Grace?
Okay, so just firstly, I love your show. I listen every day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Grace. Okay. You can stay.
You're welcome. Okay, so Sam, I remember you talking about your blister. Is this Sash popping your blister?
I've been told yes.
Grace, it is. It is. Congratulations. Yay! You've won something, maybe some movie tickets, and you've won today's segment of What's Sasha Doing to Sam?
Look, let's have a listen one more time. This is Sasha.
A giant blister. It was hanging off the side of my toe.
It was posted on our Instagram and Snapchat, your huge blister on your toe.
And how it actually came about is on the weekend I was saying to Sash, oh my God, check it out, it's still there, it's from the weekend. Ha 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 ha, look how good it is. And he's like, Sam, that is foul. You need to burst it. And he's like, disinfect a pin and come back to me and I'll do it for you. And I'm like, mate, you are too good to me.
And here was the result.
I can't even feel it.
Put that over there.
Oh, yeah, do that. That's good.
Oh.
I honestly can't feel anything, though.
Hurting?
Nah, I can't feel anything.
Yuck.
Ah, so that was...
What's Sasha doing to Sam?
Yuck.
The video is fantastic. It goes along with it, but this is not a visual medium.
Rogan Sam.
Comedy superstars Celia Pecola and Luke McGregor are joining us to talk about their new ABC TV show, Rosehaven. This comedy is about a family-run real estate business that is inspired by Luke's real-life parents. I hope when my daughter grows up and makes me a show, they cast someone who's taller than me. Hey, who wrote this? There's going to be some real trouble when I get out of this high chair. Can someone help me down? Luke McGregor, Celia Pecola, hello!
Hi, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Hello. We are so excited about this. Isn't it really exciting to finally have this baby out?
Yes, it's been a long time where it's just been sort of something secret that we've been working on. Now it's exciting to go, rather than, oh, we did this thing, to go, here it is!
Now, basically the story is, Luke, you head home to help your mum out at work and... Celia, basically, your character just comes along for the ride.
Just turn up.
Just turn up.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I feel like there's underrepresented people who just want to have fun.
Absolutely.
The way that she lives her life is fine if she was 13 years old. Just because she happens to be 33 means you can't just hang out. What do you, no one, you know.
You know, it's weird when you're an adult, I guess because you start doing adult things, quote unquote, is that you can't just go around to someone's house for a cup of tea without ringing first. Like, if you just knock on someone's door nowadays as an adult, it feels weird. It's just like, what are you doing?
There's a lot less just sitting on steps outside.
It's just like, why are you here? Yeah.
Now, I was lucky enough, I've seen a little sneak preview. I was honestly laughing out loud. I think it's so much fun. I do want to ask, though, is the characters loosely based on yourselves? Yeah,
definitely. It's
We're not very good actors.
I mean, it was a cool guy at first, so we changed it. Just basically, I mean, Daniel's me if I didn't find comedy, I suppose, and was just a husk of a human being. No, he's just, yeah.
He's trying, but not very good.
When I was, before comedy, I actually did want to take over my parents' real estate business at one point in my life. So we just kind of, that was kind of his character's basis, I suppose.
And Emma is me when I'm in a really good, silly mood, but all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
So the way she, so I, when I'm in a silly mood, I'm exactly like her, but she's that 24/7, which is, exhausting.
Now, my big takeaway, especially from episode one that everyone can catch tonight on the ABC, is there is a scene where you're at the family home for Luke, your character, Daniel. And Celia, your character, just holds up a picture of him from what seems to be somewhere back in the 80s. But I was wondering, Luke, was that a real photo of you with some amazing glasses on? It's a quick flash, but oh, what a flash.
Yeah, that's a real one. That's what I look like.
And there was a lot to choose from. Like, your head has changed shape. Like, you look like a different person.
I had a dislocated jaw, so I couldn't close my mouth. Yeah, so there's a period for about maybe the first 12 years. I looked surprised all the time because my mouth was always open. So teachers would go, what is it? And I go, nothing. My mouth is just open. Please carry on.
Continually.
And stop bringing attention to my open mouth.
Luke, I can't handle how cute you are.
Wait a minute. How long was your jaw dislocated for?
It was like a, I think that's the right term for it, but I just, my teeth didn't sit together properly. So I had to get braces and get it adjusted. And so it was till I was about maybe 12, 14. And my mouth would just, my default mouth position was just open.
Oh my God.
It was annoying. But handy, I mean, if you had to talk, just save time. Just straight into it. You're ready to go.
If you needed to have some soup, bang.
Bang in, yeah. No wasting.
But that's one of the favourite things when you go to someone's house, you know, someone's family home, immediately straight to the walls, looking at the photos.
Resting, eating soup face.
Resting, eating soup face. Would you be open to, like, a spin-off Facebook page of your childhood photos?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
I buried it. I tried to bury it.
Guys, keep an eye out for it and do watch the show, Rosehaven. It is on the ABC tonight. A fantastic show. We look forward to it. Luke McGregor, Celia Pakwala, good luck and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, guys.
Rose and Sam.
Sam, I'm a clean person.
Oh, I like to hope so because I share a studio with you every
Unlike
day.
Old Moldy Pitts Spurway out there.
I know. Imagine having Moldy Pitts like her. Foul.
If you missed it earlier, we swapped the pits of our executive producer. The results...
were moldy.
Mold. Now, I was showering yesterday and was caught out by the fact the soap has run out.
Sure.
Here's what I'm notorious for.
Yeah.
I just jump straight in, get myself ready, and off I go. I don't look around for is there shampoo, is there soap, and do not get my wife started on the fact that I do not check if there's a towel hanging for me to get out of. I get caught out for dripping footprints across the tiled floor that I've now learnt that, because she'll come and she'll go, did you not hang a towel up again before you went in the shower? I said, no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, no. She goes, there are wet footprints on the floor. Ha-ha. Well, now I mop them up.
I reckon every lady will be able to relate to this. There's nothing worse when you hop in the shower. You're like, should I wash my hair? Shouldn't I wash my hair? Your hair's wet. It's wet in the shower. And then all of a sudden you realise, damn it, I've run out of conditioner. Your hair's already wet. You can't go anywhere from here. So you just have
because then you've got to dry it, right?
Straw hair. Oh, it's the worst.
And then you have to go through the motion of drying it and doing all of that.
I knew I shouldn't have done it.
It's still disgusting.
I knew I shouldn't have done it, but take it away, right?
So I've walked in and I've started my business. Lights are off, as you know. It's how I like to conduct my business in the shower. And I've realised there's no soap, right? There's no soap.
How could you see?
I felt around on the shelf. Couldn't feel any soap. But I feel a tube.
I still there's find a tube, that hilarious.
And I'm like, okay, so there's like a... we don't even have any shower gel.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a face wash thing. So I'm like, well, look, soap is soap in whatever form it comes in. Hard, liquid, I don't care. It will do the job. So I've decided to just use that as like a body wash, right? So I'm just wash my face, done my pits because I like to keep the mold free. And then did a little bit of my shoulders and my back as best I could. Water's cascading down.
Excuse me.
I flick my hair back as in some sort of commercial. And that's when I realised, oh, this is like a special sort of facial scrub stuff.
No.
That it's got some sort of mentholy thing that's meant to open your pores, right?
Yeah.
You know what that stuff is? You put it on and your skin starts
exactly.
to feel like, oh, it feels like it's breathing and it's opening up.
Yep.
Now, this stuff is dripping down my back. It has gone betwixt my two bum cheeks right into my ass crack. It is like someone set my anus on fire.
Rove!
It was like a Vicks VapoRub suppository, Sam.
That is disgusting.
It is like someone just took a little firecracker and just wedged it in and started lighting up a bit of happy birthday.
Oh, it's like you had too much curry.
It was exactly like that, but it was dribbling in.
Yeah.
The tradesman's entrance.
Rove.
It was painful. And I tried to rinse it out. No, rinsing is worse. Now I'm washing more into my crack, Sam. Mm. More of it in there.
My bum is sore just hearing the story.
My bum is sore.
I can absolutely
imagine. Look how sore it is.
I can probably imagine too clearly, Rove.
Okay, sorry, I went too far. So maybe I will just turn
the bloody lights on. If that isn't a lesson to you, then I don't know what is, Rove.
Right. Well, maybe look, I'm a little bit early for Judge Free Zone.
Rove and Sam. Time to enter the Judge Free Zone.
Whatever you want to tell us, well, you can get $200 to spend at Fratelli, Famous, or the Bavarian in World Square coming Friday, 14th of October, just in time for your Oktoberfest. Time to fess up, Tess. What would you like to tell us?
Well, please don't judge me.
Of course not, Tess. It's the judge-free.
I'll see how I go. I'm getting a bit tempted these days.
But I have to confess that I still sleep with my childhood teddy bear, even though I'm 33.
That's a little bit cute. I don't mind that one.
What's your bear's name, Tess?
It's Teddy.
Just Teddy.
Mate,
yeah,
just Teddy.
I named it when I was a kid, so you know.
Would you ever pass Teddy on test to someone?
I don't know. I'm not a kids person, so
I've got an old Teddy that I still have that I once gave to a girlfriend of mine when I was a teenager when she was going through a rough time. Then we broke up. I went through hell and back to get that thing back, and I did. Thank goodness. They mean a lot, don't they?
Absolutely, they do.
Oh, that's great, Tess. I think that's a beautiful thing.
Sarah in Campbelltown, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are we?
Very
good,
well,
how
thank
are you?
So,
awesome. Also, guys, please don't judge me, but I probably have a shower only once a week, if sometimes, not even once a fortnight.
Do you, when you do, you get, like, facial scrub in your ass crack? That's just me. Just me.
No, probably just you, mate.
Hey,
sir. Can't be bothered, mate.
Can't be bothered. Mate, life gets in the way.
Too much effort.
Yep.
Look, I hear you. I sometimes go days without showering. The longest you've ever been without showering, sir? I've done five.
Probably 3-4 weeks.
Are you in a relationship, sir?
Yes. 4 years.
There you go.
She loves it.
Well, she loves it. She loves it. A bit of musk.
Wishing you all the best for the future, and I'm not judging. Lee, mascot, good morning.
Hi, how are you? Please don't judge me, but I was running really late one morning. I'm in the shower, run out of shampoo, reach in the cupboard, pour it into my hands, and I think, oh, this smells funny. And then I continue washing my hair, and it is my dog's pet shampoo. Got through the day. All good.
And right now you're tick and flea, worry-free, right?
Yes, but don't judge me.
That's all right. It's a simple mistake to make.
Now, surely it's got to be the same, right? Isn't it just the same stuff in a different bottle?
It smells funny. It smells doggy, doesn't it?
That's what got me, because the smell. And then when I looked at the label, but then I thought, you know what? I'm running late. Let's continue this.
Have at it.
You're committed. I love it.
Well, there you have it. Wonderful confessions all. Who would you like to
Look, I can't decide, because you know what? I don't think I'm in the judge-free zone anymore. I think I'm starting to judge, and I don't like myself. I'm not proud of myself.
No, I don't like the fact that you're judging either, Sam.
I know, guys. So you have to do it. You do it.
To be honest, I really would just like to give it to Tess. I love the idea of her just sleeping with the teddy bear.
That's cute.
I don't think you really need to fess up to it. But I like that one.
Hey, we reward you for being a cutie patootie. That's what we'll do.
You know what? I'm going to break the rules. Tess, I don't know what rules. There are no rules. Tess?
We are the rules.
Yeah.
You sleep with a teddy bear. Good for you. You'll be getting down to Fratelli Famous in the Bavarian, opening at World Square Friday, 14th of October, with $200 to spend.
You can even bring your bear.
I think that's bloody cool. Thank you, Tess.
Thanks.
But special mention to Lee and Sar. I just want to make it as an example. It doesn't always have to be gross and weird and wrong. Sometimes it's just a little something that you just need to get off your chest. Wake
up, kids. Rove and Sam.
That was radio gravy.
Like Rove and Sam on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rove and Sam.